And he went on to say in verse
Naomi,
10, yes.
We only have 6 minutes, so okay. let Brother Paul answer the question, and then...
And if you care to call us off here, you can call me also at 322-6273.
Okay.
I live and work there. You can call anytime, day or night, and I'll
right.
be... If it's 12 o'clock in the night.
Thank you.
But the answer to it is found in the last verse, Naomi.
Right.
And he says in verse 23,
right.
He that doubted is damned if he eat it.
Right.
Because he eat it not of what?
Faith.
Right.
Faith,
now,
right.
Where does faith come from? The Bible says, faith coming from here and hear the word of God.
Word of God, right.
So anytime you and I do something that is not found in the word of God, he continues to say, whatever is not of faith is sin.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, whatever you and I practice in our life that is not rooted and grounded in the word of God, it is sin.
Right.
And nowhere
right.
in the word of God, the Lord revoiced. What he did, because he says clearly that those things that happened in the past happened for our example.
Right,
and also
yeah.
in the Old Testament, he said the disease that came upon the Egyptians will not come upon us if we eat the way we should eat.
Right. Yes. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
And if you notice the diseases that the Egyptians got, for any of us who watch the National Geographic station, we see that those diseases that the Egyptians died of was
from heart attacks, cancer, diabetes, stroke, tooth decay, all sorts of problems. And the Lord has promised us, he has promised us that if we would do and give ear to his commandments, that he will not put the diseases on us that he has placed on the Egyptians. But this nation, this country is in trouble today because we are not giving ear to God's commandments. We are not giving ear to his rules and his guidelines that are outlined in his word because we choose to believe whatever we want to. We choose to interpret the text the way we choose to, and God is not pleased. And because he's not pleased, the diseases are falling upon us. We have high cholesterol. People are dropping down at our feet, friends and families. People, it is time for us to ask the Holy Spirit to help us as we go into the scripture, so we can fully understand what he has to say in the word of God. You know, we need to be open to the writings that are found there so that we can be healed. As 3 John 2 says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospers."
There goes our hour and a half. We only have a couple more minutes. And we want to thank our technical producer, Gordon Lowe, our two other producers, Ms. Thelma Evans and Ms. Chantel Miller. Now, for the last closing comments, Marlene, what are your closing comments?
You know, like I started, of all temporal possessions, health is the most precious. Wealth, learning, and honor, they are dearly purchased at the loss of health. And none of them, not your wealth, because there are thousands of people with thousands of dollars and can't get the health they need. Not your honor. The honorable so-and-so will not get the health they need if they do not give ear to God's commandments. People, Bahamian people, you are my people. You need help? Give us a call. That's all we're asking. We are here to help you. We are here to share the truth with you. And that is all why we are here on this radio tonight. Because we are concerned about our brother. Because we are our brother's keeper.
And Brother Paul, what are your final comments?
For this first year of anniversary, we've been at Zenith. We'd like to thank every staff that played a role in making this program successful. Even the ones who even emptied the garbage. We'd like to say thank you. Because each one of you need each other to make this world go around here at Zenith. And we also like to pray for those who are experiencing health problems here at Zenith. We are praying for you, and we wish you Godspeed. And we hope that at the end of this, God get the glory. In closing, I'd like to share with you Romans chapter 1 verse 16. It simply says, "For you and I should not be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it, referring to the gospel, is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek and to the Bahamian people everywhere."
Thank you very much, Bahamas. And you'll be hearing from Turning Point again for our next call-in show. So keep an eye out. Remember, our program is aired on 1540 at 2 p.m. every Sunday afternoon.
And Monday at 12:30 on 104.5, I'm on usually live with B-Man.
We also like to say happy hello to all of our family and friends who are praying for us, my father, my mother, sisters and brothers on every side, Julian and Marley and myself and my wife and all my children, my beautiful daughters. Y'all, love y'all and be good.
Join Julian, Paul, and Molly next time on Turning Point on Radio Bahamas. This is Radio Bahamas, AM 1540 in Nassau. It's 9:30.